This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big shout out to the Dodgers who won the World Series. So proud of them. I know it was a short season, but, you know, I'm from L.A. It's a good thing to finally see, you know, you guys won a World Series. I'm pretty happy about that. Go Dodgers. But we got a lot to talk about today, and one issue that's been really stirring up a lot of controversy is the idea of some governors deciding to hold off. And that's a wrong term. I don't think they're going to hold off, but some governors, shall we say, choosing to not trust the federal government's thumbs up and endorsement of a vaccine. They're going to kind of choose it themselves, or they're going to run a task force themselves. Governor Newsom in California has said he would do such that Governor Sisolak in Nevada is going to join forces, I believe, with Oregon and California. I believe New York, Governor Cuomo is going to assess the COVID vaccine on their own, you know, per their terms. And I mean, there's pros and cons to both of that. Okay, now, you know, I always put myself in the shoes of the governor, because I got to admit, you know, Republican governors, Democrat governors, it's not an easy time. I would not want to be in politics. In fact, I mean, think about it. Okay, you're going to be getting a vaccine, and you're not going to be getting enough doses. You're going to be getting maybe, let's say America gets 40 million, right, and they divide it up into the states equally. You know, you might get, you know, actually they wouldn't divide it equally, because the states have different populations. So, you know, you're going to get a certain amount of vaccines, and you're going to have to probably give it twice. You're going to have proper storage, and then you're going to have to pick and choose who gets it. And so when you say, all right, well, just give it to the first responders and the people who need it, the high risk, well, I mean, a third of the country has high blood pressure or diabetes or obesity, you know, so, you know, it's on you. I mean, being a politician is not very easy. Now, if I was governor, okay, and maybe it's because I'm a physician, I would want to micromanage when it comes to this. Because if you're in my state and I am going to urge you to vaccinate, or, you know, get an injection into your body, it's on me. So I get how the governors are like, look, okay, this is on me. I don't get the whole political drama, right? You know, if they're doing it because, well, we don't like Trump, we don't trust Trump, which is what some of the governors have said. And they said, look, you know, Trump is so impulsive, and he was on steroids, and he doesn't know what he's doing, and he's trying to rush us for the election, so we're going to do our own research. Okay, if they're doing it for that reason, or doing it out of spite, or what is that phrase, cutting off your nose to spite your face, they're going to be in trouble. I mean, you know, you do not want to delay giving people a vaccine that works. You don't want that to be on you. If we have a vaccine that works, if it's gone through the FDA process, if, you know, it hasn't really been, you know, identified to be, you know, a huge risk to people, or any sort of risk to people, and then you're going to kind of hold off going, nah, we need to figure this out ourselves. You could be in a crap load of trouble as a governor. Okay, you can't be putting that kind of stuff off because of your, you know, political morals. And you know, but if the governors are, look, this is on me, and I, you know, I am not going to, you know, have anybody in my state have some sort of, you know, reaction to it, and then it be on me, I'm going to make sure that I give my Californians or Oregonians or Nevadans, you know, something safe, I get that. But what I hope is happening is that all these governors choosing to do their own task force and to make their own decisions, I hope they're starting to work now. I would not suggest anybody wait until we have, let's say, AstraZeneca's or Johnson & Johnson's or BioNTech or Pfizer's or Moderna or whoever's vaccine is ready to go. I would not suggest that by the time President Trump goes, okay, guys, we got the millions of shots, we're going to, you know, we're going to disperse them, that's when they go, okay, well, now you know what, we're going to do our own reviews. Okay, I mean, if that happens, unfortunately, then we're looking at that's just going to be an absolute huge mess. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I want to ask you guys, do you think the governor should wait? Actually, you know what, let me get this back on Facebook Live so we could get your guys' opinion. So 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Do you want your particular governor to wait? Do you think that's a good move? And what if the governor's task force takes a month, takes 2 months, takes 3 months to decide, you know, if the shot is safe? Is that something you're comfortable with? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, personally, I think it would be the biggest disaster in the world if the federal government decides to fast-track anything that isn't ready. I'm not fearful that much about the shot being risky. I don't really foresee that being an issue, because with all the trials that I'm going through, I mean, if there were side effects, or things, just like we saw with AstraZeneca, just like we saw with Johnson & Johnson, I mean, you know, they do a halt, they stop. Trust me, nobody wants that on their record. Nobody wants that on their stock portfolio. I don't foresee the government rushing a shot that's risky. What I see is a vaccine that gets rushed through that really doesn't work. You know, I want the safety profiles to be looked at. I understand why the Democratic governors are going to want to kind of do their own research, which I actually think is a good idea. I do. All right? I mean, you should do your own research. These are your constituents. It's on you. I would start doing it now, so that if the federal government does say, okay, we have a shot, you've already done your research, and you could say, okay, you know, we've looked at this company, we've looked at this research, all right, you know, maybe only delay it by 24 hours. But my biggest fear is the vaccine is not really going to provide long-lasting immunity. And because it's rushed, you're not able to identify how many months of immunity you have. Does that make sense? That's my big concern. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel's working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So one thing I keep on hearing, kind of gives me the heebie-jeebies, is that somebody needs to do something with the news and censor it. That we need to, shall we say, control the news. Now, I get that we have fake news. I get that we have, I'm looking at the headlines now. You know, Biden has a 17-point lead over Trump in Wisconsin. A 17-point lead. Is that really true, or is that an opinion? Is that a poll that we're seeing this all the time. We're seeing, you know, people are back and forth on Hunter Biden and Trump's taxes, and you know, And so when I hear somebody wants to control the news, all right, you're not going to get me to support that. I want to do something about fake news. I want to maybe identify certain sources as opinion or editorial, but you are not going to get my support for having government-run news organizations, okay? I'm not going to be a fan of that because we know that governments can be, shall we say, not the most ethical, and governments, like we've seen already currently throughout the world, will not control it in our best interest. And with freedom of speech, once you get the government involved, in our media, it's an issue. But the argument is being made that the government's already involved, that we already have outside influences with our media. So I live in Nevada. And one thing that's very, very interesting is we have two major papers. We have the Review Journal and we have the Sun. The Review Journal, I believe, is now owned by, it's been owned for about a couple years, by Sheldon Adelson. Sheldon Adelson, who owns the Sands Corp, very nice guy. He and his wife, I love them, very, very nice couple. But they took over the Las Vegas Review Journal, and they are conservative, obviously, donating money to Trump and the PAC, etc. You have the Las Vegas Sun that comes out with a whole list of endorsements, and again, all Democrat. So papers do this. Newspapers will endorse candidates, and they'll come out and they'll say, this is who we endorse. And that I have an issue with, whether it's Republican or Democrat, because I thought you were supposed to be the news. See, the news implies neutral. And then when you go on websites, you see ads, and you see, ads that seem to be more politically swaying. Well, okay, I thought if we're going to go to the news, okay, this isn't going to be an editorial piece. This isn't going to be an opinion piece. This isn't going to be an advertisement. You don't go to news for advertisements. You go to news because, look, I want to know what the weather is. I want to know what's happening with Hurricane Zelda. I want to know what the poll numbers are. And unfortunately, the news has changed. Unfortunately, the news is opinion and entertainment and headlines. How do you get somebody to read your paper? Well, you need a big, snazzy headline. And when you do a snazzy headline, it's not going to be the boring temperatures at 52 degrees. Okay, for Nevada, it's going to be like, gosh, temperatures going near freezing. Okay, well, that's an opinion. So this is why there's calls for people to say, okay, look, we need to do something. People are picking up a newspaper, and it's telling them who to vote for. That's not news. Right? People are owning newspapers, or they're having financial interests, and then there could be leanings, or people could feel compelled that they have to report news a certain way. So my show, is my show news? No, my show is news and opinion. When I got on air back in 2009, I was supposed to answer your medical questions. Now, if I'm a family physician, I practice medicine maybe a little different than an internal medicine doctor. If I'm an MD, and I am, I might practice a little differently than a chiropractor or a DO. And so you are getting my opinion, even though my opinion might be standard of care, we're not going to want you to drink alcohol when, you're pregnant. However, that's debatable. In Europe, they're like, what's the big deal? Let them have a drink or two. So, you see, there's always opinion. So, if we're having an issue where we're looking at polls, where one poll says Trump is winning, another poll says Biden has a 17-point lead, nobody trusts the news anymore. Now, every now and then you get a new station saying, okay, we're going to be fair and balanced, or we're just going to be the news, or we're just going to, and then what happens is they probably notice they don't sell. Right? And then what do they cover? So Tucker Carlson interviewed a key witness, a person in the center of the Hunter Biden Joe Biden, Jim Biden controversy. And so most of his show last night was on that. Now, that might have been facts. Maybe it was facts. Maybe it wasn't. But the fact that they chose to cover that as opposed to the weather or the hurricane or a car accident on the 5, that there's already that leaning. So my question to you guys is, how do we do news that's unadulterated, that's unopinionated? Or do we need to, whether it's Facebook or Twitter or news, do we need to just kind of have a disclaimer out there saying, guys, a lot of these are opinions. These are editorials. You know, it's interesting because with papers, you will have the editorial section or a letter to the editor or opinion, and it'll say opinion. And it says it on top. I think there were some rules or regulations on how news does get done. And again, I don't want government, you know, involved. I want less rules. I don't like, you know, I'm kind of more libertarian that way, you know, kind of get the hell out of our business. But you cannot say that you're a source of news, you know, and then just, you know, try to sway people politically or only cover certain things or twist things that people say. And so the problem we have right now is people are finding their own sources of news. And you don't have everybody obviously on the same page, which is good. I don't want everybody thinking the same. We're not robots. But when people hear of a story, they hear of 7 different views of it. You know, I mean, you know, when I was asked about President Trump and what happened with him with his hospital course, you had some people saying, I heard he was on a ventilator. You had others say, I heard he faked it. You had others say, and I go, where are you getting this? They go, it was in the news. You're like, okay, that's not news. News is very factual, and it's also very uninteresting. So if we were going to report the news on President Trump, let's say, going to the hospital for COVID, then it would basically sound like this. President Donald Trump tested positive for COVID. His team decided to admit him to Walter Reed Medical Center. That's it. Instead, people are like, well, that doesn't sell. We can't sell advertisers. We can't. You know, we can't make anything happen. So it's like, well, what is he getting? And why is he getting it? What, you know, and then, you know, and mind you, I think, you know, the country does want to know if the president is coherent and if the president is able to still fulfill his duties. But then in the news, it'd be like, the president is talking. The president is alert, stable. I mean, just really dry, non-opinionated words. So the next problem is, well, advertisers. Anybody who's a journalist is like, well, Dr. Dahlia, okay, I get you with, you know, we don't want lobbyists, let's say, you know, twisting the arm of politicians, just like we don't want advertisers twisting the arm of news. Any of the advertisers in my network, GCN Network, they don't touch the shows. They don't, you know, ask us to cover something or no. I mean, you know, our shows are our shows. And I think news networks then have to make sure they have that cloak or that shield such that, you know, advertisers don't have that pull. But it might be an indirect pull. The advertisers might be like, well, you know what, we want to advertise on MSNBC because you guys rip on Trump. Or we want to advertise on Fox because you guys protect Trump. So the problem is media outlets, we can't do our show without there being advertisers. And so there needs to be then another means where news gets to still stay solvent, still, you know, but we also don't want the government infusing money into the news because then again, they have control. So I don't know what the answer is. 1-877-DR-DALLY, don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As both presidential candidates agree, Section 230 protecting big tech from liability should be removed. A Senate Commerce Committee hearing with the CEOs of Facebook, Google, and Twitter is underway in Washington. Conservative bias and recent censorship has lawmakers giving this extra attention. The First Lady, Melania Trump, is on the campaign trail.
Joe Biden's policy and socialist agenda will only serve to destroy America and all that has been built in the past 4 years.
Campaign spokesman Hogan Gidley says the First Lady is an incredible asset to the country, the president, and the campaign.
You gave us when our family was diagnosed with COVID-19. We are all feeling so much better now, thanks to healthy living and some of the amazing therapeutic options available in our country.
USA Radio News. With the CEOs of Google, Twitter, and Facebook in attendance and ready to answer tough questions about their recent behaviors regarding censorship, Democrat Senator Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut decided to make a political statement.
Frankly, I am appalled that my Republican colleagues are holding this hearing literally days before an election when they seem to want to bully and browbeat.
Democrat Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota also gave the respondents a political speech. President Trump's campaign website was hacked.
President Trump's campaign website was the victim of apparent hacking. For about half an hour Tuesday evening, the campaign website was replaced by an image featuring the logos of the FBI and Department of Justice, saying that the site had been seized and demanding a cryptocurrency ransom. The Trump campaign said in a statement that no data had been accessed and that they were working with law enforcement to determine the source of the hack. The website has since been restored.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just
all right, guys. So we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when we were talking about marijuana, and we were talking about one of the first FDA-approved drugs. When it came to seizures and epilepsy, we spoke about Dravet syndrome. Many times in the news, they call it Dravet, but it's pronounced Dravet. And Dravet is so rare, and it's actually pretty complicated. And many of you have kind of had asked questions about why Dravet, and, you know, why was that, you know, a source of focus when it came to us getting FDA approval on Epidiolex. Well, here to join us is Mary Ann Meskis, Executive Director for Dravet Syndrome Foundation. Mary Ann, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
That's great, great. So explain to my listeners, November is National Epilepsy Awareness Month, so we really appreciate all the work that you and your team do. Explain to my listeners what epilepsy is, and then Dravet and its relationship, obviously.
Sure. So I think, as many people may know, epilepsy itself is not rare, and 1 in 26 people in their lifetime will have a seizure. And so, you know, if you have one or more seizures, you'll typically be considered to have a diagnosis of epilepsy. Most of the time, those can be treated. There are a lot of medications on the market that help patients with more general epilepsy live a more typical life, so they can have a job or go to college, start a family. But then there's this subgroup of these rare lifelong forms of epilepsy that are especially devastating, and Dravet syndrome is one of those. It starts in infancy, so our patients typically have their first seizure before their first birthday. A unique earmark of this syndrome is that that first seizure is often prolonged, and so most seizures will resolve on their own in a minute or so. Our patients can sometimes seize for an hour or more, and it necessitates emergency medical intervention to get them stopped. Then over time, these seizures progressively worsen. Our patients have frequent hospitalizations, and then as they get a little bit older, there's significant cognitive and developmental delays that appear, and there's also an increased risk of death for our population. So these patients are never going to live independently or attend college or hold a job.
It's, you know, it's so frightening when you hear that some children can seize for over an hour. You know, basically, to put it in layman terms, because neurology is very complex, and you all know the grades I got in medical school, so we're not going to go into that. But it's the electrical currents in the brain that control so many of, obviously, of our functions. And when those electrical currents don't work correctly, or there's misfirings, the brain can't work, and it can affect very, very crucial steps in our living, obviously, like our breathing, our heart rate, our movements, etc. And so when somebody goes through an hour-long seizure, their risk of death just increases exponentially.
That's right.
With the Dravet syndrome, when you had said 1 in 26 1 in 26 people will have a seizure in their lifetime, how common is Dravet?
So it is considered a rare disease, and we have an incident estimate of between 1 in 15,700 to 1 in 20,900 live births that those babies will have Dravet syndrome. We estimate based on that that there are probably about 6,000 children and adults who are living with Dravet syndrome right now in the U.S.
Wow. Now, the Dravet Syndrome Foundation, I'm glad you guys exist, and with a lot of the work you do, explain to our listeners what you do.
Sure. So we were started in 2009, and myself and some other families came together. We had received diagnoses for our children, but then it was frustrating to turn and look and see that there was no set treatment protocol. There were very limited treatment options. There was no research being done in the area. And so for us, it really became a form of empowerment to try to do something to help not only our children, but those who would come after. In the beginning, it was just four families, and we set at that time what we thought was a large goal of trying to raise $100,000 to fund a research grant. And then after that took off, our other families, when they got the diagnosis and found us, had that same feeling that they needed to do something. And so thanks to that community effort, and it's really just a patient voice driving this, we've been able to award almost $5 million in research grant awards, as well as to work with industry to help bring some new treatments to market.
See, that's fantastic. And, you know, people don't understand, when a child does have seizures, it's a very expensive workup, EEGs, MRIs. Can you describe what is the process of the workup to identify a child with Dravet?
Yeah, I think, you know, for a lot of our families, sometimes it can be a longer diagnostic journey because in the beginning, even after these prolonged seizures, when the children wake up or recover, they're back to their baseline, and sometimes they're dismissed as being a febrile seizure, which is a seizure that's associated with a fever. And that type of seizure, children will usually outgrow. It's once the seizures become more frequent and they start to see multiple seizure types that they'll do frequent workups, including EEGs, MRIs, a lot of blood work. One of the things that makes Dravet a little more difficult is in the early days, those EEGs and MRIs will look normal, and then they'll start to see changes when the children are closer to 3 or 4. Fortunately, genetic testing has come down significantly in price. So now if you are at a leading pediatric epilepsy center and you have a child that's presenting with, you know, a unique seizure type, such as these prolonged seizures, chances are the neurologist is going to order a genetic epilepsy panel to try to track down a diagnosis for families.
Fantastic. We're speaking to Marianne Meskis, Executive Director of Dravet Syndrome Foundation. So talk to us about some of the treatments for Dravet.
We have been really fortunate. As a rare disease, you know, frequently there's no treatment options available. And in the last few years, we've had 3 that received FDA approval with an indication for Dravet syndrome. There's still not a single treatment that works for every patient. So it's really important for us to have as many options available as possible. One of these newer ones, for instance, was the purified cannabidiol, which you referenced earlier. And then in June of this year, fenfluramine also came to market. For our patients, the seizure control is so difficult to achieve. They take multiple medications multiple times a day. And what we always try to focus on is reducing that seizure frequency as that first step in treating Dravet syndrome. And so we're hopeful with these new treatment options, our patients will have better quality of life and better outcome overall.
So, Marianne, what is so fascinating about your foundation and Dravet syndrome is Epidiolex and the FDA indication approval for it. What was so miraculous or kind of interesting about that is there was anecdotal evidence that marijuana could help children with seizures. And we hear about anecdotal evidence all the time, and, you know, some of it we believe, some of it we don't. What happened from social media sharing of, look, I am seeing cannabis work on my child with Dravet syndrome, to the FDA listening, or to a pharmaceutical company making the Epidiolex, and then how was the Dravet Syndrome Foundation involved in all that?
I think we have to give a lot of credit for Epidiolex to Greenwich Biosciences, because they did receive some of that feedback from patients that they were seeing evidence of efficacy in using cannabidiol for their child, but they had developed this product that it was a strain that stays consistent, which is sometimes a problem with artisanal medical marijuana, is that the levels of THC will vary from dose to dose. And so when they were looking at moving this forward, they came to us, and what DSF could provide to them is we have a very connected patient community, and so we could notify our patients of these clinical trials. We could have families participate in advisory panels to give feedback on what, you know, what was important to them as secondary endpoints, and that was really kind of our role in helping to bring that together. So if you can imagine, it's really this unified stakeholder community that is each doing their part.
Wow. Well, gosh, it's amazing. Marianne, how can more people find information on the Dravet Syndrome Foundation?
You can come visit our website. It's DravetFoundation.org, and there's information there, of course, for families as well as efficacy tools, but we would love the general public to be more aware of it and to help us spread awareness. So thank you.
Well, thank you and your team for all you do. God bless, and we'll speak to you soon.
Great. Take care.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
All right, guys, you're back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have some good news and we have some bad news. So the bad news is hospitals are starting to fill to capacity in certain states, and COVID cases are spiking and on the rise in multiple states. The good news is the death rate isn't anywhere near like it was. In fact, CNN even reported this, that the COVID-19 deaths are not rising as fast in Europe and U.S., even though there are, quote-unquote, soaring new infections. I credit the less deadliness to a couple things. One is the virus supposedly is mutated to a less fatal form, more highly infectious, but less fatal. And I also credit it to us not being in flu and pneumonia season over the summer. And I still believe a lot of the deaths and the death toll were numbers that were mixed and blended. Or people had COVID on top of their pneumonia or flu or heart attack or stroke. So we're now coming back into a new flu season and pneumonia season. And I don't know if anybody learned their lesson from the last spring or last winter. But we're going to, unfortunately, be told any day now that the death rate is rising again. And I mean, if you put this information, right, in front of a grade schooler and said, look, people died in January, February, March, maybe April, May. We had less deaths in the summer. We're now in October. The kid's going to be like, maybe when we're coming into winter, people are going to be dying again. Okay? Why? Does COVID just miraculously turn more deadly because of your calendar? Or is it because there's other co-infections going on or comorbidities that are causing people who have COVID to have a worse outcome? And somebody needs to identify those. Now, we have been told that people with high blood pressure have issues. People who have diabetes, people with underlying heart issues are going to be more at risk. So we've said that. Unfortunately, though, we still haven't, with our headlines, just, filtered that out. And I'm still getting messages from people going, oh, my gosh, cases, I'm scared, I'm worried. I'm like, guys, come on. Okay, listen, I get that COVID was scary. But, why wasn't anybody scared 2 years ago when flu and pneumonia were killing people, or the year before that? I mean, every winter I'm interviewed by a news station on the Christmas coronary because heart attacks spike around Christmas time. Why isn't everybody scared about that? So, I really get bothered by the inconsistency and the misinformation that's out there. So now we're faced with the decision, do kids go back to school? And this is very, very tricky for school boards and for governors. Because if they have been under the, shall we say, pretense that COVID is so, so dangerous that you have to be locked down, you can't have kids be a Trojan horse and bring COVID back to the family, then they have just locked themselves in to every single year keeping kids at home. Because if they're going to base death rates and hospitalizations on COVID or lack of control of COVID, these kids are never going to go back to school. Now, people will say, look, but with COVID, if a kid is coughing, if a kid's coughed last year, the start of school, kids have had a, I think back in 1932, there was a kid that went to school with cough. Kids cough. Well, fever. If they have a fever, they shouldn't be in school. I agree. If they have a fever, they shouldn't be in school. But every single kid that got the flu last year that lived went back to school in a couple days. So I think a lot of governors and school officials and school boards are kind of going, okay, wait a second here. COVID didn't go away. We caused this lockdown. We caused this shutdown. And if COVID is here to stay, and we can't really rely on the vaccine, because the kids aren't really going to get the vaccine until 2022 anyway, assuming they're even going to sit still to get it, they now have to make a decision. Do we double down and say, yeah, COVID's too dangerous, but keep the kids out of school? Or do they go, no, the kids could go back to school? And once they do that, they're almost kind of giving in, going, yeah, you know what, maybe we overreacted. Now, I will support any of the governors, Republican, Democrat combined. I will support any decisions they made temporarily for a, when this first happened, I will support the decisions they had on teachers didn't want to be there at school, teachers were scared, hospitals were scared, we didn't know what was going on, they wanted to protect the public, let's let the kids go home, the parents don't want to bring their kids to school anyway, all right? So I will support our governors in them saying, look, you know, we're going to play it safe. I get that. But now we're faced with the decision of a lot of kids, they haven't been in school now since last March. Now, I have a senior in high school. I mean, he's feeling it. Now, seniors in high school don't necessarily need to relearn algebra. Okay? They don't need to necessarily relearn grammar. So a senior in high school, even though it's a senior year and all that, you know, I feel like we're kind of lucky because my kid's a senior, being home, doing virtual, he's missing out on a lot. But in terms of the growth curve and the learning curve, I think he'll catch stuff up in college, assuming he's going to be ready for college now. What I worry about is the 7-year-old or the 5-year-old or the 10-year-old. Okay, being out of school for 6-7 months, okay, we're starting to do some long-term damage, I believe. Yet, I've been asked, all right, so should kids go back to school? Well, the American Academy of Pediatrics has supported kids going back to school. Most doctors, most parents are like, kids need to be around other kids. Kids need to boost their immune system. Kids can't be living in a bubble. But here's the only caveat. Here's the only problem. I cannot, as a doctor, and I don't think any doctors can say the kids could go back to school because we don't know enough about this virus. All right, when I heard that the virus is living in corneas of cadavers and it isn't dying off within the 4 or 5 days that up to 10 days that the average cold virus dies off on, we might be looking at a virus similar, and we talked about the dumb viruses versus the smart viruses for the super smart viruses. The dumb viruses are like the rhinoviruses or the cold coronaviruses that, you know, they infect your nose, infect your nasal passages so you could cough it right back out. You maybe get sick for a few days, and then you just go back to living, and the virus dies off on its own. The super-duper smart viruses like the HIV, where they kind of attack, you know, without you even knowing, and they kind of get into your body when you're doing fun stuff, and then, or, you know, blood transfusion or drugs or whatever, and then it decides to attack the one cell that could kill it. That's the cell it decides to attack. So the HIV is one of the super smartest viruses. The medium-smart viruses are your hepatitis, or your varicella, your, and again, this is opinion, not news. I think they're smart. Your chickenpox virus, where you get it, but it lives in your body. It's not going anywhere, herpes. It'll live in your body. It'll stay there. So if this new coronavirus, this SARS-CoV-2, is one of those, I'm going to live in your body, now what? Is it going to cause cancer? Is it causing hearing loss? And some people claiming they now need hearing aids. Is it causing diabetes? We've had a couple people say that they were never diabetic, and now that they got COVID, they're now diabetic. We're talking insulin-dependent diabetic. So we're not ready to say we know enough about this virus. And I get it. People are on my Facebook feed all the time going, look, there's overhype. I agree with everything everybody's saying. I agree that it could be dangerous. I also agree that there's a lot of hype. But where I stand is, we still don't know enough about this, and I don't know how much longer a kid should be out of school. So we're gonna have to figure something out. We're up on break. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.